ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमं श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके ओकङ्करतिवाचालं मङ्गुलङ्गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनधारिणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 16, text 19. Anta Hrade Bhujaga Bhoga परितम् आरत् कृष्णं निरीहं उपलभ्य जलाशयान्ते गोपं च मूढधिशानां परितः पशुंश्च संक्रन्दत परमकस्मलम् आपुर अर्थः अन्तर्हृदे भुजगभोग परीतं आरा कृष्णं निरीहं उपलभ्य जलाशयन्ते गोपां स मूढधिषणान् परितः पशुंश्च संक्रन्दत परमकस्मलमार्थः अन्तर्हृदे भुजगभोग परीतं आरा कृष्णं निरीहं उपलभ्य जलाशयन्ते गोपां स मूढधिषणान् परितः पशुंश्च संक्रन्दत परमकस्मलमापुरार्ता
अन्तान्
Paramakasmalam, the greatest bewilderment. Apuhu, they experience. Artha, being distressed. Translation. This is by the disciples of Prabhupada. So the translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Translation. As they hurried along the path to the bank of the Yamuna River, they saw from a distance that Krishna was in the lake, motionless, within the coils of the black serpent. They further saw that the cowherd boys had fallen unconscious and that the animals were standing on all sides, crying out for Krishna. Seeing all this, the residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed with anguish and confusion. Please repeat. As they hurried along the path to the bank of the Yamuna River, they saw from a distance that Krishna was in the lake, motionless within the coils of the black serpent. They further saw that the cowherd boys had fallen unconscious and that the animals were standing on all sides crying out for Krishna. Seeing all this, the residents of Vrindavan were overwhelmed with anguish and confusion. Perfect. In this grief and panic, the residents of Vrindavan tried to find out whether Kaliya had forcibly dragged young Krishna from the shore into the water, or whether Krishna had himself jumped from the shore and fallen into the clutches of the snake. They could not understand anything about the situation. And Krishna's cowherd boyfriends, being unconscious, were unable to tell them anything. The cows and calves were crying out for Krishna, and thus the whole situation was overwhelming and created a state of shock and panic among the residents of Vrindavan. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Uttapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namam 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 Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So here in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, the condition of Lord Krishna in Kaliya Lake, encircled by Kaliya, has been described, and at the same time the condition of the Brajavasis who ran from their cowherd villages thinking that Krishna, something must have happened to Krishna because they saw some inauspicious omens. So their condition also has been described. As you all know, that Krishna was performing the pastimes of subduing Kaliya in the Kaliya lake, as Kaliya had poisoned the water of the lake. So this Kaliya Hrada or lake was not actually in the main stream of Yamuna. If it would have been in the main stream of Yamuna, then Yamuna water also would have been poisoned, and it would have affected the residents of Mathura and all other places where Yamuna was flowing. So it has been described that this Kaliya lake was actually away from the mainstream of Yamuna, in the southern part of Yamuna, and it was a very big lake. So it seems like when Yamuna floods, the water comes out and then the water remains, and it forms a lake. So this Kaliya lake was very long. It has been described that one yojana, the length of the Kaliya lake, that means 8 miles or 12 kilometers. Very big lake. So, anyway, this lake was poisoned by Kaliya because Kaliya was living there. And the poison of Kaliya was so much dangerous that actually the lake water was seemingly boiling because of this poison. And then the vapor was coming out from the lake. And when some birds would fly on the nearby Kaliya lake would fall into Kaliya lake and die. And even the trees nearby the lake were all dried up. Only one tree was there, one Kadamba tree, and still it is there, that Garuda had put some nectar, because when Garuda was carrying nectar pot, he sat on that Kadamba tree on the bank of the Kaliya lake, and that's how the tree was surviving because of the touch of nectar. And also it has been stated that This was the arrangement of Krishna, that the tree survived there, so Krishna would put his feet on this tree and in that way jump into the Kaliya lake. So this Kaliya lake was there with poisonous water, and one day when Krishna was playing with his cowherd friends and grazing the cows in the forest of Vrindavan, Krishna was a little behind, and it was a summer season. So, the beginning of summer, and Krishna was 6 years old, and in that age he actually had the cows. So this was the first summer of that year. That means it was at the end of Krishna's 6 years. That the cowherd boys and the cows, they were very much tired because of the heat of the sun, and they were feeling thirsty. So when they came near the Kaliya lake, so they went to drink some water without understanding the condition of the water. And when they drank water, because the cowherd boys and the cows were thirsty, so that means simultaneously they drank water and they all fell unconscious. And Krishna was coming behind, and before he could stop them, this thing happened. So Krishna, just by his glance, he revived the consciousness of the cows and the cowherd boys. So they could not understand what had happened. Then Krishna decided that I must purify the water of Kaliya lake. Otherwise, so many cowherds and animals would die by drinking the water of Kaliya lake. So one day Krishna was herding the cows, and he came near Kaliya lake, got up on that Kadamba tree, and he dived into the water of Kaliya lake. And he was fearless, and he was going around splashing water and going around the Kaliya lake. So Kaliya was threatened that someone has trespassed his lake. So Kaliya became very angry. Generally the serpents, they are very envious and always very angry. So Kaliya came to attack Krishna. So he was actually biting Krishna's different limbs, tender parts of his limbs. And later on he encircled Krishna with his coils, with his body. So in that way, Krishna was encircled by the coils of Kaliya, and he was lying motionless. And he was actually doing this leela. So, why Krishna was motionless? Because he was exhibiting the pastimes of a human being. And at the same time, Krishna was also showing to the people that how Kali was offensive towards him, because he was going to punish Kali. So some fault has to be shown, that Kali first attacked Krishna and beat him, and he encircled with his coils Krishna's body. So he was the attacker. First he attacked Krishna. Then Krishna had no fault to subdue him. So here Krishna was showing this thing, that Kali was at fault. And that's why he punished him. So he was motionless. And by this activity, we can see that Krishna's whole body was encircled by Kali's coils, and only his face was to be seen. The face was visible. So when the Brajvasis, first the cowherd boys, those who were grazing cows with Krishna, when they saw this, Krishna's condition in Kaliya Lake, so they were just going to enter into the water, and the shore of Kaliya Lake, they all fainted. And the cows, who were very fond of Krishna, so they encircled Kaliya Lake from three sides. The Kaliya Lake's northern side was Jamuna. Then east, south and west, these three sides were there. And the cows, they encircled the Kaliya Lake from three sides, being very eager to see their dear friend Krishna. The cows and calves, they are very fond of Krishna. And they were very eager and anxious seeing the condition of Krishna, and they were almost crying and making sounds, because when the cows would cry, they make certain sounds. So they were surrounding Krishna from three sides, and they were making sounds, and they were also crying, seeing the condition of Krishna. So at that time, the Brajvasis also arrived from the villages, Brajas villages, because they saw some women in the sky, in the earth, and in the body. So sometimes these women, they forecast some inauspiciousness. So when the Brajvasis, headed by Nanda Maharaj, they saw some women like earthquake, so the earth trembles, that is very inauspicious sign. Also when meteors fall from the sky, that is also considered inauspicious. And when the left eye of men and the right eye of women shivers, then that is also considered inauspicious. And when this thing happens, naturally people, they first think of their most near and dear one, about him. Because wherever our attachment is, naturally we want to see them secure or free from danger. So when these inauspicious signs were visible, then Nanda Maharaj and other cowherds and cowherd women also, they all thought about Krishna, because they were all very fond of Krishna, and Krishna was the center of attraction for all the Brajavasis. Even Krishna was more dear to their own sons of the Brajavasis. That's why immediately they all thought about Krishna. And they were all very much attached to Krishna, so they thought something has happened to Krishna. Because Krishna had gone to the forest on that day without Balaram. Because Balaram was elder of Krishna, and Mother Yashoda had instructed Balaram when Krishna first came to Vrindavan forest with the calves. So Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they did not want to send Krishna to the forest, but Krishna was very adamant to come with the calves, so he would play with his cowherd friends in the forest. That was his intention. And when Krishna was very adamant and he wanted to come to the forest, then Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, they agreed to send Krishna because they did not want to disturb Krishna's mood and displease him. So they agreed, but Mother Yashoda told Balaram that, "Balaram, you are elder than Krishna. That's why you should always look after Krishna in the forest. You never leave Krishna alone. You always be with Krishna." And they knew Balaram was very strong. That's why Mother Yashoda had entrusted Balaram to take care of Krishna. And on that day, Balaram had not come to the forest, because Mother Rohini and Yashoda, they kept Balaram at home to bath him for his birthday consolation ceremony. So Balaram was not there, and actually this was arranged by Krishna's Lila Shakti. If Balaram would have been there, then Krishna would have not performed these pastimes, because Balaram would have not allowed Krishna to enter into Kaliya Lake. That's why Balaram was not there in the forest on that day. He was at home. And when the Brajavasis saw this omen, so they were panicked and they were greatly anxious, thinking that, oh, something must have happened to Krishna, or he might have died. Because this is the thought, first thought comes to the mind, that if something happens to our near and dear ones, first thing we think, oh, he must have died. So the Brajavasis thought like that. And they all started running, giving up all other duties. But there was a danger that Balaram thought, because he was also with them, he thought the Brajavasis, because they can do anything, seeing Krishna in that condition at Kaliya Lake, because Krishna was encircled by Kaliya, and the Brajvasis, when he would saw that sin, they would give up their life, because Krishna was the life of all the Brajvasis. So they would not maintain their life without Krishna. So to make the situation very light, then Balaram laughed. Because in that situation everyone was anxious, they were crying, and they were running to see Krishna or what has happened to Krishna, to the forest. But Balaram, instead of joining them in that anxious mood, but he was laughing. So, and he was letting everyone know that Balaram was not very sorry for this situation. And why did Balaram do that? Because Balaram thought the Brajavasis would take any step seeing Krishna in that situation. They would give up their life because they don't understand Krishna's power. But Balaram, he was Sarvajna. He was all-knowing, past expansion of Krishna. And he knew that nothing would happen to Krishna. Krishna was just playing with Kaliya. That's why Balaram did not take this incident so seriously. So he was laughing and making the Brajavasis know that Balaram was not panicked. That's why their panic would calm down. Their anxiety would calm down when they would see that Balaram was not so disturbed. And they would not take the extreme step of giving up their life seeing Krishna in that situation. That was the intention of Balaram. That's why he laughed and let everyone know that Balaram was not panicked. But he came with them. And the Brajavasis, when they came to the shore of the Kaliya lake, then they saw from a distance this verses, Antar Hade Bhujaga Bhoga Paritam Arat. They saw from a distance that Krishna's body was encircled by Kaliya's coils. And that was in the middle of the Kaliya lake. Krishna Niriha Upalabhya. And the Brajavasis saw that Krishna was Niriha, means motionless. That happens when someone is unable to face the situation, or when someone is already almost dead. One becomes motionless. So when the Brajavasis saw Krishna encircled by Kaliya's coils and he was motionless, Gopangsa Mudadhisanan Parita Pasungsa. And then what did the Brajavasis see? What else? They saw the cowherd boys. They were also lying unconscious at the shore of Kaliya lake. And these pasus are the cows and calves. They were surrounding the Kaliya lake and they were also in great anxiety. They were crying and making sounds. And here, Srila Sukadeva Goswami also used the word cha two times. Like gopa cha pasungsa. So one cha was sufficient for the cowherd boys and the cows, But another saw was using, that's why Srila Jiva Goswami says that Srila Sanatana Goswami says that this another saw is actually directing towards the those who are the birds flying in the sky, they were also affected. They were also very fond of Krishna. In Vrindavan, all the creatures, the men, women, the pasus means animals and birds, they were all fond of Krishna. And they were all in great anxiety seeing Krishna's condition in Kaliya Lake. Sankram Data Paramakasmalang Apurartha. So they saw that they are all crying, seeing Krishna's condition. And the Brajbasis were in great panic. They could not understand that what actually happened. Whether Krishna was at the shore and Kaliya dragged Krishna from the shore into the water and encircled him with his coils, or Krishna himself dived to the water of Kaliya Lake of his own, or some coward boys told him to dive in the water of Kaliya Lake. So they wanted to know, but they were unable to find out because the cowherd boys were unconscious and they cannot ask the cows about this. So they are in great panic, great anxiety to know what has actually happened. But seeing Krishna's condition, they were also crying, the Brajavasis. And even they were attempting to enter into the Kaliya Lake and give up their life, because without Krishna, their life is useless. Their life was useless. Krishna was the life of all the Brajavasis. So if Krishna would not be there, then the Brajavasis would not be there also. So that was the condition. So in this way, actually Krishna, he performed this leela of remaining motionless to show that he was acting like a human being. But at the same time, Lord Krishna was showing the fault of Kaliya, that how he has attacked Krishna. So as a result, Krishna was going to subdue him. And the third thing, that Krishna was doing this leela to actually show the ultimate love and affection of all the Brajavasis, including the animals and birds. So how they were very much attached to Krishna. And they were so much attached to Krishna that they all were ready to give up their lives for him. So in this way Krishna exhibits his loving pastimes with the Brajavasis, because in many occasions we see when the demons come to Braja, the Brajavasis are in great anxiety. But Krishna relieves their anxiety next moment. So here in this case also we see that when Krishna saw that all the Brajavasis were in